Now, we've been doing this since the summer, and it's it started off as a bit of summer silliness, a bit of summer madness, and it's remained every Friday since. So we dipped our hand into the hat with all the years in it, and what came out but 1989. So we say, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 1989.
Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up. Oh, gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up.
Ah!
Oh, yeah. In that year, the year of 1989, the Guildford Four were freed. There was a terrible disaster in Hillsborough. The Berlin Wall came down, the price of bread went up, and this was the number one hit all over the world. Black Box, Right on Time. Hello, 1989. Small did one version and Lolita Holloway did another version. Ah, yeah.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at and you find
Technotronic.
Out that.
Big club hit, big chart hit. Pump up the jam. So 35 years ago, 1989 saw a general election resulting in no overall majority. Some things never change. So Fianna Fáil's Charlie Haughey and Progressive Democrats' Desi O'Malley, they didn't like each other. But they realised, as often happens in politics, the numbers added up for a coalition between them. So that's what happened. Progressive Democrats, Fianna Fáil Coalition. Cannibals, she drives me crazy. Roland Gift on lead vocals. And this is Charlene Spiteri on lead vocals for Texas. Now, back in 1989, Down the Tube was a television series about television presented by Marion Finucane. In January of that year, they asked children what they liked to watch on the telly.
I like Dallas. I like, you know, those sort of films.
The puppet with the hair, I don't like him. Because he never talks. And he only jumps around smiling and he only goes,
I like Hulk Hogan and his tag team and all.
I love Zig and Zag.
I think Zag has green spots on him and he's brown, and Zig is yellow.
And later on, I watch Coronation Street and Dallas and Zig and Zag and Neighbours. Sometimes I watch Neighbours.
I like adventure programmes like MacGyver, but I don't like the 18.
Well, I watch a lot of news as much as I can, but I don't watch much current affairs usually.
I like the Bionic Girl.
Bionic Woman.
Bionic Woman.
The Credible Hulk.
Sig and Zag and the Smurfs.
Bosco and Dennis Stan and Glen Rowe.
I don't like
The Late Late Show. Yuck.
Are you ready?
For the Rocky Horror Show.
So you think you can do the time warp?
I'll have a go anyway.
It's just a jump to the left.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, nightclubs all over the country, including the Oasis nightclub in Carrickmacross. They were doing that. Colin in Dundalk remembers that well. Helen spent the summer on her J1 visa. And Prince had a number one with the Bat Dance.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Yes, that's Jack Nicholson. The top 10 grossing movies of that year, 1989. Parenthood with Steve Martin at number 10. At number 9, Morgan Freeman and Jessica Tandy in Driving Miss Daisy. Ghostbusters 2 at 8. At 7, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Rick Moranis. Look Who's Talking, John Travolta, Kirstie Alley. Lethal Weapon was at number 4. At number 3, Dead Poets Society with the late Robin Williams. Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade was at number 2. And at number 1, yes, Batman, Michael Keaton.
1, 2, 3, go!
Go with a smile.
Batman, still on the big screen. That was the year that my left foot appeared in cinemas.
Well, I wasn't convinced that I ought to do it. I've thought the film should be made, and he was a great hero of mine. I didn't know if it was the right thing for me to take it on, but I just couldn't resist it.
Extraordinarily difficult part to play because of his condition and trying to recreate that condition. Did you meet Christie? Did you ever meet or did you see him?
I never met him. The first sight I had of him was kind of experimenting with the use of colourful language on your programme.
Yes. I saw a tape
of that, which Jim Sheridan had.
Well, it's more than we have, as a matter of fact, because we went looking for a tape of that, and we haven't got a copy of it, so I didn't know there was a copy in existence. Yes, he let fly with a couple of rudenesses while he was on The Late Show as well.
Shine like an arc light.
Daniel Day-Lewis and Gay Byrne on The Late Late.
Byrne might sing when he was higher than heaven, higher than every other thing.
Fat Lady Sings.
Some kind of arc light. Sparks in the street. I know that you've no answers. All I need is for you to shine.
A lot of great Irish songs out in 1989. This was definitely one of them.
Shine like an arc light. Like I want you to shine. Oh, I know that you've nobody. And I know that you're not mine. But the light that you are. You can be is the only thing I want, the only light I can see. You don't have to know the words.
Yeah, a lot of young Irish bands inspired by the success of U2.
Yeah, you don't have to know.
As the Fat Lady Sings, this is The Stunning. Let's have a look at who was born in 1989. Taylor Swift was born. She keeps reminding us about that. And her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, he was born in 1989. Lily Collins, Phil's daughter, Emily in Paris. Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter. He was born. Rachel Blackmore was born in 1989. And so too was actor and singer Jessie Buckley.
Wake up to the sound of singing. Blackbird on a tree outside. Does she know the joy she's bringing to this aching heart of mine? Romeo's on fire. Romeo's on fire. Romeo's on fire.
Hey! Hey!
Hey, yeah, yeah.
The aforementioned U2.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Be B.B. King. Back in 1989, AIDS cases continued to rise throughout the world. This report in February of that year from George Devlin includes Dr. Jonathan Mann from the World Health Organization.
130,000 cases of AIDS were registered in 142 countries by the end of last year. However, experts say the actual total is nearly three times that figure. It's estimated that 5 million people have been infected with the virus, and a quarter of them will go on to develop the full disease. The number of AIDS cases in Ireland has more than doubled in the last year. 71 were recorded up to the end of December. That's 40 more than in 1987. And 31 Irish people have died from the disease. The World Health Organization says an anti-AIDS vaccine is at least 5 years away, so prevention is the only weapon we have.
It is our strong conviction that through increasing information and awareness, that we will be able to achieve the behavior change that is the way we will stop AIDS while waiting for a vaccine.
And Shaka Khan. Mary's Beyond. My first year in college, love 1989. Got my first corkscrew perm. It was so good, my dad drove past me. When he came to pick me up, he didn't recognise me, says Mary. My youngest son of seven children finished primary school 22 years after my first daughter began primary school back in 1989. Martin says, I moved from Mayo to Dublin in 1989. I was getting paid very little, so I did not have much money, but it was the best year of my life up to that point, and still one of the best years ever, says Martin. It was a big year for Soul to Soul. They had a number of hits. This was their biggest, Back to Life. Madonna was still pumping out the hits. Controversial video accompanied that song, Like a Prayer. I went to my very first Glastonbury Festival with my now husband and a bunch of pals. Suzanne Vega, Elvis Costello and the Pixies played that year. It was only £28 for the whole 5 days. The sun shone, a great time was had by all. Now, novelty records from 1989. The Reynolds Girls. They didn't like Fleetwood Mac, they preferred to jack. And for those of you who don't know what jacking is, it's a type of danced sort of Chicago house sort of sound, I think. What do you want? Oh, yeah. The Reynolds Girls! This was the big summer hit, the Lambada. A lot of Irish people awkwardly moved their hips in an attempt to do the Lambada. Not very successfully, I may add. Now, in October of that year, Charlie Bird reported on Ireland's successful qualification campaign for Italia 90. Here's the reaction to our 3-0 victory over Northern Ireland.
The first half wasn't great. It wasn't great. But then the match opened up in the second half. And our lads played brilliantly in the second half. Opened it up. Brilliant play. And, you know, the result was...
What will it do for the country?
Oh, it'll be great for morale. I think we'll have a great night in Dublin tonight.
And as the fans poured out of Lansdowne Road, what was their verdict?
3-0. What could you get better than that? That is the game for us, boys. See you in Italy. We're going to Italy.
Sarah. Yeah, what will it do for the country? Well, we know now. That year, Cork beat Mayo in the football. Tip beat Antrim in the hurling. And we came last in the Five Nations. The Pixies! As mentioned already, they played Glastonbury. Here comes your man.
Lindsay was my first love. She was in my class. I would have loved to take her out, but I was too shy to ask. The fullness of my feeling was never made clear. But I sent her my love and a bang on the ear.
In October of 1989, the Guildford Four were released when their convictions for the 1974 Guildford pub bombings were quashed. Gerry Conlon, Paul Hill, Patrick Armstrong, Carol Richardson had been falsely accused of the attacks on two pubs. Gerry Conlon's sister and daughter of Giuseppe Conlon, Bridie Brennan, spoke to RTE News.
Overwhelmed. It's a day that we'll never forget. It should have happened 15 years ago. They never should have been convicted.
It was 31 agonising minutes in there for you, all the same.
You're dead.
Yeah. And my daddy's celebrating the day along with them. He's celebrating in heaven.
At any stage in the proceedings, did you think that you weren't going to get that result?
No. No. Because they were innocent from day one. And everybody knows they're innocent now. People that didn't believe knows that they're innocent now.
And what's the plans now, Brady?
We don't know. We just want our brother out. Have him in his arms. So we're going to try and get him out.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams, so big and so better.
I don't know much.
Aaron Neville
but I know
and Linda Ronstadt. Don't know much. Lovely song. Now, on April 15th, 1989, there was a human crush at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield, which ultimately led to the death of 97 people and hundreds of injuries.
They all just moved forward quick and they wouldn't back up. So there were people at the front getting crushed and basically screaming because they couldn't breathe. And then they were screaming to the stewards and the police to open the gates, and they were just looking and walking past. They just took a bit too long. People were just crushing, and there were, like, there was a lad and his girlfriend, and they were just screaming. These words were, "Please, God, help me." And I believe the girl died. Her face was just blue.
I seen people dead. I was there, and I was against the bar right at the front. And when I was at the bar at the front, there was people. There was a gentleman on my arm, and he said, "You're choking me, you're choking." And he just fell. He just literally fell, and that was the last of him.
Life goes on day after day.
And big stars like the Christians and Paul McCartney got together to record that in aid of the Hillsborough Fund, and it went to number one in the UK. Loads of great Irish music, as I said, and 1989 saw the release of this one.
Life is an ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters that keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
The great Christy Moore with the great Johnny Doohan song, The Voyage. The great Mary Black, Carolina Rule.
Stories never end till you come to conclusions. Oh, Carolina Rule has a hand in my confusion. Waits for me to choose which quarter to bend it to suit and make me blue. All the rest has done my dinner. Now Carolina Rule.
I was a student in 1989 working in Germany in a factory. I remember the protests and people throwing fruit at the police, says Jerrin Cavan. In 1989, I was planning my trip to Italia 90, Pat in Cork. I went to my first lad's holiday to Santa Ponza. Only went back 34 years later, last July. Great memories of 1989. Now, there was a crisis in the Catholic Church because of a dramatic fall in the number of new vocations. In April of 1989, Catholic bishops appealed to parents to encourage their children to consider the priesthood. This report is by Kieran Wood.
The Pope, in his message for Vocations Sunday, says the problem is the multiple and contradictory cultural messages and lifestyles which permeate the environment in which young people live and which risk alienating them from the values of the faith. The bishops of Ireland, in their pastoral letter entitled Come Follow Me, blame increased affluence, smaller families, and a weakening of religious belief and practice. The pastoral admits that celibacy and obedience can pose problems for young people who today wonder about the relevance of the work of priests and religious. And youngsters question the credibility of taking vows when they see so many people leaving the priesthood and religious life. 130,000 copies of the 16-page booklet are being printed and circulated through parishes, schools and churches. One bishop is having a copy delivered to every house in his diocese.
Depeche Mode.
Someone to be your friend, someone who's there.
Personal Jesus from 1989. This is Transvision Vamp. Go! Wendy James. Sharon in Kildare Town had her first baby, Daniel, in March of 1989. Somebody else says, Lambada! Other things that happened in the world in 1989. After a 10-year occupation, the Soviet Union withdrew its soldiers from Afghanistan. Chinese students led a pro-democracy protest in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. And the people of Berlin, well, we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, Phil Collins.
Well, there was no reason to believe she'd always be there. But if you don't put faith in what you believe in, that's getting you nowhere. Because it helps you never give up. Don't look down, just look up. Because she's always there to remind you. Just to remind you of two hearts living in just one mind. You know it's too hard.
Yeah, November of 1989, American news anchor Peter Jennings reported live from the Berlin Wall as East and West Berliners climbed on top to tear it down together.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, reporting tonight from Berlin.
From the Berlin Wall specifically, take a look at them. They've been there since last night. They are here in the thousands. They are here in the tens of thousands. Occasionally they shout, Die Mauer muss weg, the wall must go. Thousands and thousands of West Germans come to make the point that the wall has suddenly become irrelevant. Something, as you can see, almost a party on. How do you measure such an astonishing moment in history? The East German government said tonight they were going to make more openings in the wall, at least a dozen more, put bulldozers right through the wall so that more people could cross to the West.
I just cried when you played Mary Black there, Carolina Rua. For the summer of 1989, I worked with my dad, and that song was the sound of that summer. Little did I know when he dropped me to Shannon Airport to go back to college that I would never see him again. Mary Black just brought back heartbreak. All you young people out there, cherish the dads. They don't last forever. Oh, that's very sad, isn't it? This is one of the big sellers of that year.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame?
The Bangles.
Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my trouble, that's what you do.
Is the number one for Beautiful South. Song for whoever.
So many songs about you. I forget your name. I forget your name.
Jennifer, Alison, Philippa, so Deborah.
Barry and Cork was on to say it was his first trip to Lebanon. There was a few Cora heads with him back in 1989.
Deborah,
Annabelle, so
I forget your name.
That was a great song, wasn't it? Roy Orbison was back in the charts with this one, You Got It.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Ooh. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it.
Frank and Scarab started secondary school in 1989. And this was a huge hit for Tina Turner. The best.
I call you when I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come.
Thank you very much. 1989. And we won't be doing it next week because we're live from Dublin Castle for Christmas at the Castle. Thank you, Tina. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.